Respected Ulama-i Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, there is no measuring tape, there is no yardstick. لا تغيره الحوادث ولا يخشى الدوائر لا تراه العيون لا تخالطه الذنون لا يصفه الواصفون. The eyeballs cannot encompass Allah. No words can do justice in describing Allah. The human intellect, despite its vastness, will never be able to imagine the greatness of Allah. The movement and the ravages of time does not affect Allah. Allahu Akbar. We are commanded, instructed, directed by our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that from the time you come into this world, you're coming into this world, you come as a clean slate. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. It is Allah that took you out of the womb of your mothers. What does Quran tell us? La ta'lamuna shay'a. You had absolutely no knowledge, no ilm. You knew nothing. The newborn child, what is the level of understanding and comprehension of a newborn child? La ta'lamuna shay'a. However, the means and instruments, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. In the womb of your mothers, you were nothing. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Did they not pass upon you a period of time? حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ. A period of time. لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. No one made your zikr. You were a non-entity. You didn't exist. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. From what? One place in the Quran, Surah Dahar, which I was reciting, Allah explains the inception of insan from what? Min nutfatin amshaj, from a mingling of sperm. Elsewhere, mimma in dafiq, from a spurt of liquid. Elsewhere, mimma in mahin, from a drop of worthless fluid. What is this? Water. Water. Insignificant, demeaning. No real value attached to it. Yet, water is that element we see. You cannot shape anything on it. You cannot form a beautiful painting. You throw water on it, it will destroy the painting. Yet, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاء. Allah made tasweer. Allah fashioned. Allah shaped this droplet of water. خَلَقَهُ خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. Not only you, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّمَّا. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعَ يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Look at the expression Quran uses, دَابَّة. In other words, that which is moving, that which exists on this earth. Wallahu khalaqa kulla dabbatin mimma. Every creature was created from water. Some move on their stomachs, wriggling. Some two legs, some four legs. Yakhluqu ma yasha. Allah creates whatever He wants. Huwa alladhi yusawwirukum fil arhami kayfa yasha. Allah fashioned you in the womb of your mothers as He wanted. Today you marvel. You look at a Lamborghini, you look at a Ferrari, you look at a Maybach, you look at a... Youngsters today are more familiar with this. Some of them have encyclopedic knowledge if they're interested in cars. I remember my 5-year grandchild. One day he told me, Nana, I want a Bugatti. I didn't even know what's a Bugatti. Yet, This is what Allah tells us. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The minor intricacies of this dunya they know. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But of akhirat they are ghafil. You look at, take that car. What's it made up of? Engine, gearbox. You hear that revving sound. So many outputs, RPM and 0 to 100 in so many seconds. So many Newton torques. Marvel, Italian technology. German technology. Each component in that car has to be sourced. Leave the rest of the car, take the tires. If it wasn't sourced correctly, if that rubber wasn't the correct composite structure, perfect, then it can be a Ferrari or it can be a Lamborghini, it won't run straight also. Why? The tires are not right, they're wobbly. So it has to be sourced, the raw material has to be sourced perfectly. And what we say, this is a marvel, technological advancement. Why don't you take the trouble? Where were you sourced from? One day, that mother, she was feeling for cabbage. Next day for bhajia. Some day she was feeling for karela. Some day something sweet, halwa puri. Somebody was saying earlier, they're feeling for the time of iftar. I said, bhai, halwa puri ke saath kya karenge? He said, no, pregnant woman. Pregnant women, they certainly desire certain things. And today, mashallah, the dasturkhan is so complicated, it has become a kachumar. And then over and above that, Diet Coke and Pepsi and 7-Up. That poor digestive system can't even make out what is going inside. Yet, that car, you need perfect each element in it, has to be sourced correctly for it to run correctly. This woman walked, talked, turned, she also didn't even know what was going on. Different materials, eating from wherever she wanted, and yet the same eye is being produced, the same hands are being produced, same heart is being produced, same lung is being produced, same intestines are being produced. Where? Some laboratory. Is the lighting very good? Are the circumstances controlled? Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Then, normally they're worried about gas price, electricity price going up, war taking place somewhere, things are becoming very difficult, movement of prices, economy being affected. Then sometimes, what happens? There's no electricity, there's no light, factory has to stop, production brought to a halt. This factory, 24 hours of a day, 9 months, was working in total, complete darkness. The factory does not stop. خَلَقَهُ فَسَوَّرَهُ خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إِلَى قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَى مِنْ مَنِيِّ يُمْنَى. اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. Look at the manner Allah calls out to us. Were you not just a drop of sperm? Were you not شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا? No one spoke about you. Were you not just a mingling of dirty fluid? What's the size of that sperm cell? If you take a centimeter and divide it into 100 million parts, it will give you an idea what the size of one sperm cell is. The other side is the egg in the fallopian tube. That cell, which is the building block of this insan, inside it is the DNA. The DNA has 3.5 billion nucleotides. 3.5 billion characteristics. If you have to record the information in the DNA of one cell in your body, you'll need an encyclopedia. 500 encyclopedias, each one 900 pages long. 100 trillion cells is this insan. Open up the DNA, it will form a rope from here to the sun and back. 300 billion miles is the length of the DNA of one human being. Such complexity, what is this? وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah invites you, look within yourself. Look within yourself, you will understand the qudrat of Allah. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ مُتَّكَنَ عَنْ يَمِينِكَ مُتَّكَنَ عَنْ يَسَارِكَ أما الذي عن يمينك فالطحال أما الذي عن يسارك فالكبد علمتك الجلوس في بطن أمك فهل يقدر على ذلك أحد غيري؟ Allah says, we gave you a pillow in the womb of your mothers on the right side, a pillow on your left side. The pillow on the right side was the spleen, the pillow on the left side was the liver. You obviously couldn't stand for 9 months, so allamtuka al-julus, we taught you to sit on water. Allamtuka al-julus fi batni ummik. Fahal yaqdiru ala dhalika ahadun ghayri. Does anyone else have this qudrat and power? Who are you running to? Where are you stretching your hand out to? Who have you submitted to? Has the recognition of your Allah dawned upon your heart? Where did you come from? This is why Allah complains. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ Literal translation, may he be damned. However, this is just an expression. What it actually means, kya ho gaya? What is wrong with you? مَا أَكْفَرَ How ungrateful you are. مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ Where did you come from? What were you created from? مِنْ نُطْفَ From a drop of sperm. How many systems Allah put into place? That mother was sustained by that food. Allah invites you in the Quran. فَلْيَنْذُرِ الْإِنسَانِ فَلْيَنْذُرِ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ Look at this expression. فَلْيَنْذُرِ Yandur means to look. Allah says, why don't you look at that food that you are eating? Look at it. Don't just look at it so that your mouth starts salivating and looking at the bhajiyas and the samosas and looking at the dates. Look at it with what? With the eye of ibrat. With the gaze of ibrat. Anna sababna al-ma'a sabba. Thumma shaqaqna al-arda shaqqa. فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم How did the rain waters come? How did it fall? What is that complex system which Allah has put into place? It is said, over the ocean, there is what they call a micro layer, 1/10 of a millimeter. This is a very, very thin layer that is over the ocean. It is like the skin of the ocean. It interacts with the atmosphere. Sodium, chloride, magnesium, complex chemicals Allah has kept. So that every second, 16 million tons of water from the earth is evaporating into the atmosphere. And every second, 16 million tons of water from the atmosphere comes back onto this earth. وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ These are not accidents that are happening. قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ Allah says it is happening according to a set proportion. Set proportion. This interaction. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا فَتَرَ الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ Why don't you observe? Quran is calling out. Allah is calling out to you. Alam tara, will you not see the manner in which Allah draws the rain clouds? Cumulonimbus is the name of one rain cloud. They say this rain cloud contains 300 million tons of water. Was sahabil musakhar hanging suspended above your head. Why don't you drown? And then, فَتَرَ الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ Allah says from the center of that rain cloud, at the time that Allah decides, وَدْقَ The rain water starts coming down. That also, when Quran describes it, what does Allah say? أَنَّا سَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّ Technically, this word anna in this context requires deep thought. It requires tafakkur. What is Allah saying? Anna, will you not acknowledge the beautiful manner in which sababna al-ma asabba, we cause the rain droplets to trickle from the clouds. Quran is appealing, calling out to the intellect of man. What's the deeper meaning of this? Normally a rain cloud, what's the altitude? 1200 meters high. Something that is 1200 meters high When you, the size of a rain droplet, if you drop it and you leave it to drop at its normal pace, 1200 meters high, its speed, because of the force of gravity, should increase to such an extent that when it strikes the earth, it should be moving at 558 kilometers an hour. Bullet moves at 1670 kilometers an hour. So in other words, every rain droplet will be one third the speed of a bullet, a mini bomb. Banging down on your head, 558 bullets is what the rain droplets are supposed to be. Your cars will be destroyed, your head will be destroyed, houses will be destroyed, there'll be huge, huge holes in the ground. Yet, Allah has placed speed breakers in the atmosphere. Allah has created friction in the atmosphere. So that rain droplet, its speed is cut and cut and cut and cut and cut and cut, so that finally, when it lands on the ground, it is moving, instead of 558 kilometers an hour, it's moving at 8 to 12 kilometers an hour. So that it lands softly on the ground. That pitter-patter that you hear, by the qasam of my Allah, each droplet is shouting out, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Anna sababna al-ma'a sabba. Thumma shaqaqna al-arda shaqqa. Allah says, we split the earth. أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار. I'm not reading some science journal. I'm not reading the observation of some scientist or some academia. This is Quran. Everything that I have said so far is Quran. Allah is calling out to you and I. You are the ummah of the Quran. But the tragedy today, our elders tell us, aaj Quran ek na ashna pegham ban chuke. Today the Quran has become an irrelevant message to us. That connection, that love, that attachment with the Quran is not there. And yet, this month of Ramadan, what does Allah tell us in the Quran? Inna iddat ash-shuhur inda Allahi ithna 'ashara shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardha minha Arba'atun hurum. Allah says, from the time we created the heavens and the earth, the number of months are 12. From that time, inna Allah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard minha arba'atun hurum. 4 months we made them sacred. 12 months from that time, whether solar calendar, whether lunar calendar, both belong to Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابَ. Allah says, you use the sun and you use the moon to measure the movement of time. Both belong to Allah. Sun belongs to Allah, moon belongs to Allah. Lunar calendar was chosen for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, 12 months, Allah says from the beginning. 11, Allah left it to the Arabs to name. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Shawwal, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah. This month, Ramadan, Allah named Himself. Shahru Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan. The month of Ramadan. What does Ramadan mean? It comes from the root word Ramadan Yarmudu, which means to burn. Excessive heat. What's the connection? Ramadan and heat. One explanation ulama give, they say if you want to destroy something, break it. Break it, but what you break, you can piece it together again. Tear it, what you tear, you can glue it back again. Maybe not perfectly, but it, to some extent it will come back again. The most conducive way of destroying something so that no trace remains is to burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. How did my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam react? Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Thalathan, 3 times. What is this? This is an expression. Something momentous. Something gigantic, something pertinent, something enormous has happened. Mada yastaqbilu. Mada tastaqbilu. Sahaba are looking around, they can't see anything. Umar says, Awahyun nazal. Ya Rasulullah, has some revelation come? Has some revelation come that you reacted like this? Qala la, he said no. Aduun khadar, is an enemy about to march on Medina? We must prepare our weapons to defend ourselves. Qala la, no. Then Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He said, Ramadan has come. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ فِي أَوَّلِ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ لِجَمِيعَ هَذِهِ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقِبْلَةِ. What is this man? Rasulullah s.a.w. said on the first night, Allah forgives the entire ummah of Rasulullah. Ramadan. One explanation, Ramada Yarmudu. We find the riwayat in Mishkat Sharif. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, Salatul Awabin. Salatul Awabin. One is Salatul Awabin, which we normally know after Maghrib. Salatul Awabin. Nowadays, mashallah, we are in a very, very big hurry. Even the musalli who comes to the masjid, he's on a clock. So he's in a hurry. Yet, if not the other months, at least Ramadan. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? This is not Ramadan, this is outside Ramadan. Read 6 rakats. 6 rakats of Awabin and Allah will reward you 12 years of Nafil Ibadat. 12 years of Nafil Ibadat. How long it takes you? 12 years. And not the riwayat. In other words, 24 hours of the day, if a man has to read Nafil Namaz for 12 years, what sawab he will get for 6 rakats of Awabin Allah is giving. Shauk of a'mal, inclination towards a'mal. I remember a few years ago there was one, Masturat Jamaat, that came to South Africa from Qatar. The Amir of the Jamaat, one day he was saying, he says, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, mithlu jabali uhudin dhahaban fil jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one Subhanallah, is equivalent to the mountain of Uhud in gold in Jannat. 14 kilometer long mountain range in gold. In gold. Those that deal in metals, ask them to, now recently the gold price went up very quickly. They're very carried away about the investment that they made in gold. 14 kilometer long mountain range in gold for one Subhanallah. We know the value of maal. We don't know the value of a'mal. Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, one of the fundamental efforts, this halqa of ta'aleem, this halqa of fadail, virtues of a'mal that we are encouraged by, establish in your home, establish in your masjid, sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. Third point of tabligh is not only for 6 points muzakara. Third point of tabligh has to come into our lives. Have the shauk of a'mal, yaqeen of a'mal, yaqeen of a'mal, conviction of a'mal. What kind of conviction? Allahu Akbar. When Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, ladaghatni al-aqrab. Ya Rasulullah, scorpion bit me, I suffered. Imagine the effect of the poisonous bite of a scorpion. What does Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? He said, if you had read Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'asmi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa wa huwa as-samiul alim, the scorpion would not have bitten you. Not if you had sprayed some insecticide, or not if you had adopted some defense system. He turned the attention of the ummah towards a'mal. Another riwayat, a'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma min sharri ma khalaq. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma min sharri ma khalaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you had read this, that scorpion would not have harmed you. Through a'mal, we have to learn to take from Allah. Coming back to what this Amir Sahib said, he said, bhai, if you told somebody, bhai, every time you say subhanallah, I'll give you 10 pounds, what will happen? How are you? Subhanallah. Bhai, I'm going, subhanallah. Whether he's standing up, subhanallah, going anywhere, subhanallah. Whole day he'll be making subhanallah. Why? 10 pound. We know the value of maal, we don't know the value of a'mal. A day is coming. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Allah says on that day, your offspring and your maal is of no benefit to you whatsoever. That day it is going to be a'mal. That day it is going to be illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. What type of a heart? What was the conviction in this heart? What type of a heart are you going to meet Allah with on the day of judgment? In other words, insan ke qeemat, बाहर के सरमाया से नहीं बनते, अंदर के सरमाया से बनते हैं. The value of this human being is not what is outside, it is what is inside. Nevertheless, hadith of Mishkat Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salatul Awabin. One the Salatul Awabin we are familiar with after Maghrib Salah. Another meaning in hadith terminology of Salatul Awabin is Chash Namaz. Chash Namaz. Look at the Allahu Akbar. Look at the shafaqa, compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He brings himself right down to the level of his audience. Who was he speaking to? Not academia. Today one very big musibat, when a person gives a bayan or he gives a talk, especially in the academic circles, if he talks very, very bombastic, confusing terms, you say, MashaAllah, what a fantastic talk. What did you understand? Absolutely nothing. Using bombastic terms, confusing your audience, this is not a sign of intelligence. I remember one good friend of mine, he passed away, and Allah make his maghfirat. He says, when I was a little boy, my school teacher told me, write a composition. So I found a thesaurus, and I looked for all the biggest terms. And I put every big bombastic term I could find in one composition, and I presented it to my teacher. So my teacher looked at it and said, in promulgating your esoteric cogitation, or shall I say psychological observation, I find that you excel in the usage of empty tintinnabulations, and this behoves me to bash you on your proboscis. He says, from that day I made Tawbah. More intelligent, Wahab bin Munabbi says, Inna Allah Ta'ala, Lam yu'ti jami'an nas, min badi dunya ila inqidaiha, min al-aqli fi jambi aqlihi illa ka habbati ramlin bayna dimali dunya. He says, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, the aql and intelligence of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. علمك ما لم تكن تعلم ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. All these verses I recited, Allah is opening up in front of us the uloom of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and understand this knowledge which he came with was not demeaned or tainted by any human interference. He was taught directly by Allah. His knowledge came from the arsh of Allah. Fa'oha, Quran uses the word wahi. Fa'oha, divine intellect. Ila abdihi, ma'oha. How much did we give him? Quran doesn't tell us how much. Allah says ma'oha. Imagine whatever you want. The divine inspiration that we gave Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was even greater than that. That level of intelligence, yet, look at how he explains to Sahaba what time Chash Namaz is. He says, Hina tarmudul fisal. He could have given them some complex explanation. Like today people like these complexities. Sun must be in a certain angle. The degree of the wavelength must be like this. He could have said all that. What did he say? He said, Salatul Awabin is when the foot of the foal starts burning. Desert climate, 10, 11 o'clock, the ground becomes tepid, boiling hot. Tarmudul Fisal. The foot starts burning. He said, that's the time of Chash. Tarmud, Ramadayarmud, Ramadan. What's the link? Ulama say that physiologically, hunger gives off heat. It's a different matter, particularly in winter in England. The fast is an early breakfast and a late lunch. And then the way the freezers are stocked up before Ramadan with all the savouries, there's no chance of feeling hungry also. But technically, what hunger does, it's supposed to create heat physiologically. So the analogy is that from the first day of Ramadan, in the cauldron of one's stomach, heat is created. And in that heat, from the last 11 months, the sins that were committed are put there and they are burnt and burnt and burnt and burnt, so that by the time the end of Ramadan comes, this person becomes sinless. لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah would not have given them Ramadan. لوٹنے کے زمانہ ہے بھائی. Take from Allah, cry before Allah, these nights are coming, they are for what? Ya Rasulullah, if I find it is Laylatul Qadr, what am I supposed to do? What did he tell Aisha? Radiallahu anha, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving. Innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. Look at this expression. Tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. How much? How much? Allahu Akbar. Like we heard the brother say earlier today. More happy than you become at your maghfirat, Allah becomes. I am not saying it. لَاللَّهُ أَشَدُّ فَرَحًا بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ حِينَ يَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَاحِلَتِهِ بِأَرْضِ فَلَاتٍ وَعَلَيْهِ طَعَامُهُ وَشَرَابُهُ فَانْفَلَتَتْ مِنْهُ رَاحِلَتُهُ فَأَيْسَ مِنْ رَاحِلَتِهِ فَأَتَى شَجَرَةً فَاتَّجَعَ فِي ظِلِّهِ وَقَدْ أَيْسَ مِنْ رَاحِلَتِهِ. Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم gives an analogy. A person is in a desert. He has his food, his water, his provisions on his camel. Something happens. Camel runs away. Now, no food, no water. Burning sun of the desert. His energy is being sapped. Gradually, he reaches the brink of starvation. فَأَيْسَ. He's given up hope now. مَايُوس ہو گیا. Abhi, مجھے مرنا ہے. I'm going to die now. He sees one tree, lies down in the shade. With this niyat and intention, this is the sleep of my mort. This is my last sleep. I'm not going to wake up. I've got no food, no water. Nothing is left. With that type of desolation, having lost hope completely, given up in life. Look at this analogy that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us. He says this man goes to sleep like that. All of a sudden, his eyes open and his camel is in front of him. His food, his water, everything intact. Can any words describe the joy of this man? So joyous, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes it. This man jumps up. And the height of his ecstasy, momentarily he loses control of his senses. He doesn't even know what he's saying. What does he say? He says, "Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Rabb. You are my slave and I am your Rabb." He's telling Allah. Why? Why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, because his sense of euphoria is so high that he doesn't even know what he is saying. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sadiqul Masduq, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak lips. He says, when the gunegar banda, when the gunegar sinner, when the gunegar slave of Allah says, "Ya my, oh my Allah, forgive me," Allah becomes even happier than this person. Lallahu ashaddu farahan. I take qasam on Allah. Allah becomes happier than this man. Such a man, such an opportunity we are given. Lootne ke zamana hai bhai. Quran doesn't tell us go to Allah, find Allah, connect with Allah. What does Quran say? Fafirru ilallah. Fafirru ilallah. Na kahi jahan mein ama mili. Jo ama mili to kahan mili. Mere jurm mein khana kharab ko tere afwe bande nawaz mein. Like Allama Iqbal put it. Where are we turning? Who are we going to? Who are we stretching our hands out to? Look at the man Allah calls out. Amman khalaqa as-samawati wal ard. Who created the heavens and the earth for you? Wa anzala minas samaa'i ma'a. Who is sending down the rain waters for you? Fa ambatna bihi hadaiqa dhaata bahja. I read earlier, Allah commands you, look at that food that you are eating. The same ground, same sand, same water. Beautiful sweet khajur on the one side. Burning hot chilies on the other side. Sweet mango on the one side. Bitter lemon on the other side. Something dry. Then coconut, vacuum packed water inside. Pomegranate, vacuum packed. Such design, somewhere red, somewhere blue, somewhere yellow, somewhere green. Allah is calling out, فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ خَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَى مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرًا. Who is doing this? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Why don't you look at the crops that you are planting? Are you planting it? إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى. Who is splitting the seed? Who is bringing it forth? Who is creating life in that dead sand? Who is causing the rainwaters to fall? Who is causing this irrigation to take place? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ Who is causing the fires to burn? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ Water evaporates from the ocean. That is salty water. How is it that sweet rainwater is coming down? Where's the filtration plant? How is the salt separated? How is it that sweet water is coming down? If it was salty water, forget your drinking, no plant will grow. Who put this into place? Allah says, أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ You say because of your meeting of man and woman, copulation, this is why a child is coming into existence. Allah says, أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ Are you creating it? Are you creating it? Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ Allah says, we created you from an extract of clay, sand, dust, drop of dirty fluid. From a drop of dirty fluid, drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Statistics of 1990, 300,000 children born every day. Multiply that by 30, multiply that by 9. At any given time, how many millions of fetuses are being formed? Somewhere an eye is being formed. Somewhere ears are being formed. Somewhere hands are being formed. Somewhere feet are being formed. Show a defect in the kudrat of Allah. Khaliq is Allah. Musawwir is Allah. Badi' is Allah. Sami' is Allah. Basir is Allah. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unsub lana rabbak. Describe this Rabb that you are calling us toward. There are 360 idols in the Kaaba. So they said, describe this Rabb. Who is this Rabb? I mean Hajar. Am shajar, am khashab. This Rabb, is he from stone? In some Mufassirin mentioned this. They asked this question, is he made out of stone? Is he made out of lead? Is he made out of wood? Is he from fire? Tell us about this Rabb. Who is this Rabb? Unsub lana rabbak. One surah of the Quran comes down. One riwayat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ohshudu. Ohshudu, O my Sahaba, gather, fa'inni, sa'akraw alaykum thuluth al-Quran, because I'm going to recite 1/3 of the Quran to you. 1/3 of the Quran, fa'hashada man hashad, Sahaba gathered, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, walam yulad, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, thumma, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into his hujra, Sahaba thought maybe some wahi has come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come out, he will read 1/3 of the Quran, so far he has just read a few verses, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out, he sees the Sahaba still there, Ya Rasulullah, you said you are going to read 1/3 of the Quran, he said, inna تَعْدِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ This equals 1/3 of the Quran. Describe Allah. Who is Allah? This is Quran. Call, tell them. Who Allah? Who Allah? He is Allah. Allah. As-Samad. Who Allahu Ahad. Who Allahu Ahad. Arabic word for one is Wahid. Normally we translate one. Technically the translation is not correct. The word Wahid is used for Allah. In the Quran, elsewhere. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ Ya Ahad. 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 Try to describe him. He is beyond description. Ahad. Use words to articulate. He is beyond articulation. Ahad. He is there, yet he doesn't occupy space. Ahad. His fawqiyat is such that the seven heavens and the seven earths cannot contain his majesty, yet he is closer to you than your jugular vein, Ahad. There are no words and description that can ever do justice to him, Ahad. What does it mean? Unique. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing like Allah. Next, this is our Quran. One thing links to another. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Samad, Samad, qaim bidatihi. He exists of his own accord. La yasta'inu bi shay. He doesn't take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay. He's not in need of anything. La yanfa'uhu shay. Nothing benefits him. La yadurruhu shay. Nothing harms him. Qabla kulli shay. He is before everything. Ba'da kulli shay. He is after everything. Fawqa kulli shay. He is above everything. Khaliqu kulli shay. He has created everything. Alimun bi kulli shay. He has knowledge of everything. Latifun bi kulli shay. He exhibits his kindness towards everything. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing like Allah. Samad, totally, completely independent, and conversely, he is independent. Yusmadu ilayhi al-makhluq ma siwahu. And everything besides Allah is masmood upon Allah. Is dependent on Allah. Allama Razi, rahimahullah, one mufassir, he explains this term, samad, alladhi yusmadu ilayhi al-makhluq fil hawaij, that the whole creation is totally dependent on Allah. Hada, he says, this compels us that when we say Allahu samad, what does it mean? Anna Allah hayyun, alimun, قادر مريد متكلم سميع بصير لأنه لو انتفى منه أحد هذه الصفات لم يسمد إليه المخلوق في الحوائج. When we say that every grain of sand, every crop, every tree, every leaf, every fruit, every animal, every insan, every jinnat, every atom in the heavens and the earth is dependent on Allah, then it compels us to understand, samad means Allah is living and He will never die. Allah has complete knowledge, there is nothing hidden from His knowledge. Allah, His irada, His will has exerted itself upon this entire creation. His qudrat, His has exerted itself, is muhit upon this entire creation. There is nothing that He does not hear, there is nothing that He does not see, there is nothing beyond His knowledge, because if any one of these sifat and attributes were not there, then He would not be samad. This is Quran. This is Allah's sifat. Sahabi out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaat returns. They complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam of our Jamaat. Every rakat he reads Quran. End of the rakat, قُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. We told him, "Why choose something else?" Every rakat. He said, "Make somebody else imam, but I won't leave it." So when they come with the karguzari to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Go and ask him." Ma yulzimuhu suratul ikhlas. Mufassirin. This is the beauty of Quran. Mufassirin. Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah. Allama Ibn Kathir. Allama Alusi, etc. For this, we say suratul ikhlas. They have mentioned up to 22 names of this one surah. One name, Suratul Wilaya. You want to become the Wali of Allah. Understand, make Surah Ikhlas a reality in your life. Suratul Marifa. You want to recognize Allah. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam Yalid. Walam Yulad. He does not beget. Nor was he begotten. Lam Yattakhiz Sahibatan Wala Walada. Allah doesn't have a wife. Allah doesn't have a children. Allah was not born. Nor was Allah begotten. Who is Allah? In kullu man fi samawat wal ard illa atir rahman abada. Everything in the heavens and the earth is a slave in front of Allah. It is dependent upon Allah. Like we heard tonight in the Tarawih, ya ayyuhan nas, O humanity, antumul fuqara'u ilallah, all are faqir, useless, bankrupt, zero. Like the brother said earlier, jo la kaha, wo la hua, wo la bi usme la hua, juz la hua, kul la hua, phir kya hua, Allah hua. Break down the reliance, the trust, the dependence. Allah's ghair, Allah's ghair, Allah's ghair. Break down that idol from this heart. Take it out. Bring only Allah in this heart. This is the challenge. My Nabi in this month, what he said? وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ خَصْلَتَيْنِ تُرْدُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَصْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا. He said, O my Ummat, increase in Ramadan four things. First thing he said, what will Allah give you? He said, تُرْدُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ. My Ummat, if you will increase this, Allah will become happy with you. Allah will become happy with you. Ridwanu min Allahi Akbar. There is nothing greater than this. What is Allah's rada? What is Allah's happiness? Allahu Akbar. Allah will gather the people of Jannat. Allah will gather the people of Jannat. Turiduna shay'an azidukum. Is there anything more? They will say, Ya Allah, you gave us, ma lam tu'ta ahadun min khalqik. What no one else was given. Allah will say, there's still something more I want to give you. What is it? Uhilla alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. Allah will say, today in Jannat, my rada, my happiness with you has become halal. After this, I will never become angry with you. فَمَا أُعْتُوا شَيْئًا They, Allahu Akbar. And then, what was this? This is just the foundation for the accolade, the height. When Allah becomes the focus. When the nazar and the gaze of this heart is Allah. Quran comes down. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا What is أَحْسَنُوا? They excelled. They made husn, beautified their worship of Allah. Their connection with Allah. This is the beauty of Quran. Ahsanu, so, hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al ihsan. They made husn, Allah will give them greater husn. So what did my Nabi say? Lilladina ahsanu al husna. Al husna. For their ihsan, for them pleasing Allah, Allah will give them husna. But it won't stop there. Ali bin Abi Talib, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, they make tafsir. What is Abdullah bin Abbas? Abdullah bin Abbas is known as Tarjumanul Quran among Sahaba. What does he make tafsir of Husna? Allah will give you Husna. What is Husna? He says Jannat. Jannat. Allah will give you Jannat. But Quran doesn't stop there. Waziyada. 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 Allahu Akbar. Jannat. And then more. Ziyada. What is Jannat? وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ Desire whatever you want, it's yours, that is Jannat. So what can be more? Every desire fulfilled, every aspiration fulfilled, every wish fulfilled, and Allah is still saying ziyada, beyond that. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes tafsir of this himself. He says, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ When the people of Jannat will enter into Jannat, Allah will gather them. تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ Is there anything more that I can give you? أَلَمْ تُدْخِلَنَا الْجَنَّةِ أَلَمْ تُنَجِّنَا مِنَ النَّارِ أَلَمْ تُبَيِّضْ وُجُوهَنَا أَلَمْ تُثَقِّلْ مَوَازِينَنَا وَتُزَحْزِحَنَا مِنَ النَّارِ Different riwayat. They will say, Ya Allah, you saved us from Jahannam. You entered us into Jannat. You brightened our faces when the faces of others were darkened. Ya Allah, you made our scale of deeds heavy. You gave us Jannat. What more? What more can we possibly ask you? Allah will command Ridwan, فَيُكْشَفُ الْحِجَابِ فَيُكْشَفُ الْحِجَابِ Remove the veil. What veil? How vast is this universe? How vast is this universe? Allahu Akbar. What is the sight of Allah? What are the sifat of Allah? What are the attributes of Allah? Today, it has become easy for that azan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, to fall on deaf ears. Why? Because lo qadarullah, lo qadarun nas, azamat Allah, ma asohu. Like Shibli rahimahullah used to say, if you had to come to know Allah's azmat, you would never disobey Allah. The lies, the cheating, the deception, the running behind the dunya is what? Is when this ghayrullah, ghayrullah, ghayrullah has entrenched itself in the heart. Right now, Taraweeh Salah took place. This whole hall was full. Upstairs was full. Maybe the basement was full. Hilal of Eid will be sighted just now. And what happens at the time of Fajr? Where are the musallis? Where are the people of Iman? This crowd, Allah says in Ramadan, tuftahu fi abwabul jannah, tughlaqu fi abwabun nar, tughallu fihi shayateen, jannat flung open, jahannam locked up, shayateen tied up. So in Jummah, not one Jummah, two Jummah, someplace three Jummahs, then the hall is packed, upstairs is packed, even the top layer is packed, basement is packed. Where have they all come from? Mercury, Mars? What happens after the Hilal of Eid is sighted? Only Fajr Salah is farz? Only Jummah Salah is farz? Like the person is leaving after Jummah, brother taps him on the shoulder. He says, brother, are you coming back next week for Jummah? He says, what an insulting question you're asking. Of course I'll be here for Jummah. How can you even ask me? By Asar Salah just now you coming? Say, inshallah, make dua. Inshallah, may the kamzor. Very weak. What is this? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar. This is Allahu Akbar. If the reality was there, if this heart was a living heart, this is like if somebody is sleeping, by somebody is sleeping, you wake him up. What do? You shake him. Still doesn't wake up. Throw water on him. Still not waking up. Take a pin and poke him. Still not waking up. Then what are you going to take a knife and cut him? What does it mean? What does it mean that you are shaking him, throwing water on him, poking him with a pin? He's still not waking up. What does this mean? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-jafa, kull al-jafa." He said it is the height of zulm, oppression, and arrogance. Sahaba asked what? He said, "Man sami'a an-nida falam yujib," that the azan does not cause him to run to the masjid. Allah is no longer reality in that heart. Allah is no longer reality in that heart. We are saying Allah. Allah hasn't entered the heart. We haven't understood who is Allah. And Allah protect us. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْحَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ. Those who did not respond to Allah's call for salah, Allah says on that day, when the magnificence and the beauty of Allah will be revealed, when the entire makhluk will fall in sujood in front of Allah, their backs will become hard like steel. Yud'auna ila sujood. In this world they were called to sajda. They were called to sajda. Now they will want to make sajda. Fala yastati'u. The ability will no longer be there. Khashi'atan absaruhum. Tarhaquhum zilla. Allah protect us. Allah says they will be drowning in zillat, in remorse, in humiliation, in disgrace. Where's the tars? Where's the pain in the heart for the millions upon whose ears azan is falling on deaf ears? Where's the pain in the heart? Today we say, rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah. We were given the solution. We were given the solution. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sadiqul Masduq, the seven heavens, seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak lips. Man salla subha fi jama'atin. Man salla subha fi jama'atin. فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ. He said, if my ummati will make his fajr salah with jamaat, he is in the direct protection of Allah. فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ. He is the man of Allah. Allah's malaika will serve him. The hidden system of the world will protect him. This yaqeen has to come. Yaqeen of amal. Today it's not coming because we haven't recognized who is Allah. How vast is this universe? I'm not going into a science or an astrology or astronomy lesson. We've run out of time already. So vast, they give an example. They say just this galaxy which we are living, Milky Way they call it. If you had an helicopter or some plane or something that moves 1,000 kilometers an hour. 1,000 kilometers an hour. Just to finish one galaxy, it will take 14.2 billion years. There are 2 trillion other galaxies. And that is only 3 to 5% of the observable universe. And all this is sama'ud dunya, underneath the heavens, underneath the first heaven, each heaven to the next, second to the third. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that these seven heavens compared to the kursi of Allah is like one ring in the desert. Kursi compared to Allah's arsh is like one ring in the desert. Allah's jalal, hijabuhun nur, Allah has placed a hijab of nur in front of him. لو كشفه لأحرقت سبحات وجهه من تها إليه بصره من خلقه. What is the sight of Allah? What is the sight of Allah? أَحَاتَ بَصَرُهُ جَمِيعَ الْمَرْئِيَاتِ. At any given time, there is nothing in the heavens, in the earth, in the depths of the earth that is concealed from the sight of Allah. Yet Allah's jalal is such that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in front of Allah, for your and my protection, Allah has placed a hijab of nur. If Allah had to remove it, then the awe and the splendor and the magnificence of His radiance in 1 millisecond will burn everything in existence. Wherever Allah's gaze goes, everything, akhraqat, would be burned to ashes. Which Allah are we making dushmani with? Which Allah are we running away from? When Allah tells us, find Allah, turn to Allah, Quran doesn't say, find Allah, Quran says, fafirru ilallah. Bago, run to Allah. Run to Allah. Ya Ridwan, irfa' al-hujub. Oh Ridwan, remove the veil, remove the veil. Fama u'tiya shay'un ahabba ilayhi min an-nadhri ila wajhi rabbihi al-kareem. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, such will be the ecstasy, maza, enjoyment of looking at Allah in Jannat, that the hur, qusur, anhar, they will forget everything. They will forget everything. Allama Ghazali mentions the riwayat, sanad is da'if, but I'm mentioning it anyway in his Ihya al-Ulum. He says, the first gaze, such will be the manner in which the jannati will be transfixed. That he says that first gaze will last for 800,000 years. 800,000 years, staring transfixed. They will forget everything. Every ulama write to this extent, they say 100 trillion cells in the body, certain cells in the eye, they are conditioned for sight. Other cells are doing other functions. 100 trillion cells throughout the body, they say the whole wujud, every one of the 100 trillion cells will be looking at Allah. You cannot even imagine. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua, Allahumma rzuqni lazzat an-nazri ila wajhik. Oh Allah, grant me the lazzat, the ecstasy of being able to look directly at you in Jannat. Ma yulzimuhu surat al-ikhlas. Ulama say surat al-wilaya. You want to become Allah's wali? You want to become Allah's wali? Bring the ma'rifat of Allah. Suratul Nasab, another name they give for the surah. Nevertheless, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to Sahaba, go and ask him, why is he holding on to this surah, insisting upon it like that? What was the response? لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ, because in this surah is the sifat of my Allah. Sifat of Allah, Tawheed of Allah, Oneness of Allah, Marifat of Allah, this call by Dawah, this is not the brainchild of Maulana Ilyas or Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah. Every ummah has to give Dawah. Sahaba, they took Allah's name, they took the Quran, they took the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kabhi arsh par, kabhi farsh par. We know the expressions. Ground, earth became equal. Home and foreign became equal. Conducive and not conducive became equal. The pages of Quran, the pages of history, the sands of time bear witness. No obstacle was allowed to come in front. Everything was broken. Why? This fire had been lit in the heart that every human being has to be connected to Allah. This is the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is he holding on to it? لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ, because in it is the sifat of my Allah. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Inform him your love for Suratul Ikhlas. Allah loves you. Allah loves you. Another riwayat, أَدْخَلَكَ الْجَنَّةِ, it has entered you into Jannah. Such a Quran this ummah was given. شَهْرُ Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, break the shackles. Come out of this gufflet of dunya. Allah hasn't sent us for home and hearth. Allah hasn't sent us for bagdor of this dunya, yet chor dene wali jahan hai bhai. That should be left behind. Value is amal, value is iman, value is deen on the mantle of that qurbani and sacrifice. Allahu Akbar. On this I will terminate. What is this? This is nichor, essence. Khulasa, you know, call it khulasa, summary. Who is giving us, who is more qualified? Ya nisa an nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa. Allah tells us in the Quran, O the wives, O the mothers of the believers, O the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are no women like you. Amongst them, our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she gives khulasa, nichor. Allah, Qazi Ayaz, rahimahullah, in his shifa, he mentions this riwayat. At the end of it, Aisha says, فَمَا أَقَامَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا شَهْرًا. She said, whatever I have presented to you, this khulasa, this conclusion, this nichor, this essence, this kaleidoscope of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, life of Nubuwwah, 23 years, 8,156 days. She says, from the time I'm telling you this, my Nabi lived only for one more month. This was the nichor of 23 years. And what does she present? Just a few lines, few statements. لَمْ يَمْتَلِئْ جَوْفُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شِبْعًا قَتُ وَلَمْ يَبُثَّ شِكْوَى إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَكَانَتِ الْفَاقَةُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَىٰ. She says, 23 years he sacrificed and sacrificed and sacrificed so that he never ate stomach full. He preferred faqa and poverty over wealth. If he wanted, he could have asked. He didn't even need to ask. Just tamanna in the heart. And Allah would have opened the doors of wealth upon him. But, she says, I used to see him an entire night. He would be tossing and turning, tossing and turning, tossing and turning as a result of excessive hunger. Yet a night spent like that would not stop him from fasting the next day. Then she goes on to describe one specific night. She says, I got up in the dead of night, and to my alarm and shock, I saw the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bent over the bed. He was pressing his stomach to the plank of the bed. I became alarmed and I said, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He said, Aisha, the pangs of hunger have become too difficult for me to bear. She says, I took my hand, I placed it upon his stomach and I started pressing to give him some sort of relief. And with tears in my eyes, I said, Ya Rasulullah, how much longer are you going to suffer like this? Why don't you make dua? Allah is waiting. Man and Salwa from Jannah is waiting to come down for you. Make dua. Make dua. He said, Aisha, my brothers from the Anbiya of the past suffered, and I also will suffer. I will not make that dua. Ma li wali dunya. What is there for me in this dunya? What did he say? Karakibin, like a traveler, istazalla tahta shajara, took some shade underneath the tree. What is this? Investment, portfolio, pounds, dollars, gathering. As if it's coming with us. Go to the graveyard. Go and see the investment portfolio. Anybody took it with him? Beautiful palace we want to build. Prime property. Investment portfolio. What is the reality? You will die. You will die. You will have to leave it behind. This is Allah's sunnah. Another court is coming. There's another currency there. There. Those who had the reality will be coming. Lonuhu. Someone with his nose cut off. Someone with his ears cut off. Someone with his chest ripped open. The color will be blood. The fragrance will be musk. And each one will be saying, Fika wa fi rasulika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For your sake and the sake of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What maqam Allah gave them? That announcement of Allah's radha in Jannat, that you and I, the Jannati, will get right at the end. In the dunya, Allah gave it to them already. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Because they put everything in front. They understood the mansha of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha, what is there for me in this dunya? What excuse do you and I have, my respected brothers? Ramadan, Shab-e-Qadr, Mubarak section of Ramadan, Akhiruhu itqum minan nar, the period when Allah will free millions from Jahannam, this has dawned upon us. Let us come out of this ghaflat that we have some guarantee we're going to see another Ramadan or another opportunity. Now is the time to make decision with Allah. Allah has given us this for us to put the brakes on, for us to reflect, for us to change the direction, for us to make niyat with Allah, for us to make this maamla with Allah. One is tawbah, haram. Haram earnings, haram livelihood, filth in our heart. Tawbah for all that. And tawbah for the greatest guna, that we did not make the worry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam our worry. That we were living with some other jazbah and zeal. Now to change that and move in the right direction. One is Allah tells us, illa man tab wa amana wa amila amalan saliha. When you will make tawbah and then move in the right direction, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Allah will write down all your evil deeds as good deeds also. So who is ready? Let us stand up inshallah. Naqad cash. If not naqad, then immediately. If you haven't been for 4 months, now is the time. From the heart.